Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Zimcast, sponsored by Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. I am Cindy Zimmerman doing the show this week since my husband and partner Chuck is out in the woods hunting, as is his tradition, the week after the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting. However, this year, for the first time since 1992, he is not in Missouri. Rather, he's hunting in Georgia, nearer to our new home in Pensacola, Florida. But truth be told, he would certainly still be in Missouri hunting this week if he could be. Unfortunately, the boy's hunting lease expired last year after our good friend Derry Brownfield passed away. They'd hunted for 20 years on Derry's old homestead there in Pilot Grove, where he was born and raised. And after he passed away, the family put it up for auction. Certainly sad to see the old place go, and I know the boys miss it this year, but as they say, all good things must come to an end. At any rate, getting on to this week's Zimcast, it does come to you from the NAFB trade talk last week, where nearly every agricultural and renewable fuels organization has something to say about the election, or the lame duck session, or the fiscal cliff, or the farm bill, or so on. And that's what we're going to do this week, is take a listen to some of those comments in alphabetical order. And that puts the American Farm Bureau Federation first on the list, with President Bob Stallman.
Well, my standard response to the election question has been, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And after spending $6 billion, we got the same players, same president, and the same issues that are there that need to be resolved. So maybe now that we're through with the election and that distraction, we can move forward and come up with some bipartisan ways of solving those problems. The farm bill is obviously one big issue for us. We need a five-year farm bill. We need the certainty of that. We don't need a short-term extension. Much work has been done. Got a bill out of the Senate, a bill out of the House Ag Committee. It wouldn't take much to finish the job if the political leadership makes a decision that that's what needs to happen. I will say that the fiscal cliff issues may be of greater concern to us than the farm bill, though, from an economic standpoint, because what happens to the estate tax, what happens to capital gains, what happens to depreciation expensing, all of those things are going to be very key to us economically, and all those are going to be wrapped up in the fiscal cliff discussions.
We also spoke with Luther Marquardt, Executive Vice President with the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, at the American Sugar Alliance booth.
The election is what it is, and we had people on both sides, but I think the fact is now that it's been settled. And the administration, from our perspective, and running U.S. sugar policy has done a very good job. I believe Secretary Vilsack and his team have done well, and so we would expect to continue a very good relationship going forward. A few changes in the House and Senate, but we got a lot of the status quo to some extent. The number of new members in the House that will need a lot of educating. Big question is farm bill, and what we would like is the current policy we have is simply to move forward. That's the way it came out in the Senate. The House Ag Committee passed out the same bill that we've had. So we just need to get a bill through the floor, and the leadership will have to decide what they're going to do with a farm bill. Do it in lame duck or kick it to next year.
Next up, we'll hear from Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy.
I think, Cindy, I speak for all Americans in saying thank goodness it's over with. And, a lot of the issues that need to be addressed in Congress have all been punted till after the election. And now, hopefully, the members coming back to town got that message from the voters. It's like, come on, let's move forward. Roll up your shirt sleeves. Everybody work together. Set aside the partisan differences. And let's do what's right for the country. And obviously, we have some issues pending in Congress that we hope get addressed with the extension of the cellulosic tax credit, extension of the alternative minimum fuel tax credit so retailers can put in flex pumps, things like that. And then the farm bill, which, it just amazes me that these guys haven't wanted to do the right thing. Now's the time, all right? Election's over. Let's move forward. Let's work together. Figure it out. And they can do that. We used to be able to do that in Washington.
Don Pemberton is a cattle producer from Missouri who serves as the chairman of the policy committee for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
You know, we need this farm bill passed. We're working with all of our counterparts to get Congress to pass the farm bill. The version that's passed the Senate, we're fine with. The version of the farm bill that's passed the House Ag Committee, we're fine with. So now that the election's over with, I hope they can put politics aside and come together and get us a farm bill passed before 2013.
John Doggett is Vice President of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association.
We knew that it was going to be hard to do a bill in a year divisible by the number two, in a presidential year to boot, but we need to get one done. And, you know, our growers are very happy right now. You know, we had a good crop insurance program in place. For those that availed themselves of that program, they're going to come through this drought just fine. Prices are up. The future looks rosy, but agriculture has its ups and its downs, and we really need to make sure that we have a program in place that growers can count on when things aren't quite as rosy and aren't quite as good as they are right now. So that's why we need to get a farm bill done. We need to get it done now. We don't need to do a one-year extension or a six-month extension. You know, we've been doing farm bills, you know, for 80-some years, and we need to do one now. And we need to get it done for 5 years, and let's move on.
So we got a lame duck session coming up. They have a lot on their plate. What do you think the chances are they're actually going to get it done?
I think the chances are excellent if there is a commitment from the leadership that they will move forward. But if there's not the commitment, I can guarantee you what the result will be. It will be nothing. The Congress needs to do what we sent them to do. You know, sequestration came about because of the Budget Control Act of 2011. And we all remember back what Washington looked like in July and August of 2011 and that nasty, nasty battle they had. And so what they did is they created this cliff. So it says, well, if we don't make our decisions by the end of 2012, we're going to jump off a cliff. We're not at the edge yet, but we're kind of looking over the edge.
Next up, we hear from Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
Look, ethanol was going to turn out just fine in this election no matter what, because we were in the enviable position of both candidates having supported ethanol generally and the Renewable Fuel Standard, the RFS specifically. I do think, however, that perhaps ethanol came out a little bit better because you look at the other side of the coin. And if I'm the Koch brothers or I'm Big Oil and I wake up Wednesday morning, I'm thinking, why in the world did I spend all this money to elect people who only wanted to promote the oil industry's agenda? Because I'm not sure that they got what they were seeking. And I think they have to recognize that maybe their tax incentives and their subsidies and the programs that have promoted their industries are on the table today. And so from the broader perspective of biofuels and moving this industry forward and leveling the playing field so the biofuels can succeed, I think fared quite well through this election.
We also got perspective from Tom Slight, CEO of the U.S. Grains Council.
The farm bill is not well known, and one of the things, another reason to get the farm bill moving is that it's a public-private partnership between the U.S. Grains Council taking check-off dollars, matching that with agribusiness contributions, and then that's matched again by U.S. Department of Agriculture funding. That U.S. Department of Agriculture funding is no longer authorized when the farm bill lapsed on October 1st. So we're going through some different, working very close with the USDA to keep our offices open as long as we can. But if the farm bill doesn't get passed, we might be forced with furloughing employees and closing offices come sometime in February.
Finally, we hear from Dan Hughes, a farmer from Nebraska who serves as vice chairman of the U.S. Wheat Associates.
The farm bill does affect everyone. You know, there's no question about it. Of course, a big portion of the farm bill is the food stamps, you know, the aid type thing, and that's very important that we make sure that the people in this country that need it, you know, have access to quality food. But also for the farmers, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, not moving forward with a farm bill, not only the foreign market promotion that we do, but also the crop insurance that we rely on. You know, with the extremes in weather that we've seen recently, you know, crop insurance is extremely important. You know, if we don't have the food in this country, you think food prices are high now, you don't want to go there.
And that is our Zimcast for this week. Thanks once again to our sponsors, Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. By the way, I'll be going on a GrowMark media tour this week through Iowa, visiting some of the GrowMark facilities there and also some of the FS cooperatives in that state. And Chuck will be briefly interrupting his hunting trip to head to New York City for the U.S. FRA Food Dialogues. And that's our Zimcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.